thousands of militants of the former longtime ruling party known as PDCI streamed into a sports stadium in the neighborhood of Trashville, banging drums and singing songs. Speaker after speaker took to the stage. This one said all farmers, taxi drivers, bus drivers, and unemployed youth should rally behind Bidye. He ended his speech with a rallying cry of Bidye for president. One militant wearing a Convention of March 11th for Bidye t-shirt explained to VOA why the day was important.
Our president, Ari Kona Bidye, we are come here to invest him candidate of PDCI-RDA. Ari Kona Bidye is the best man.
Ever since Bidye was toppled in a Christmas coup in 1999, the Ivorian economy, already crippled by slowing cocoa prices, has deteriorated further. Bidye, now in his early 70s, was barred from elections in 2000, after a review board said he had failed to pass required medical exams. This could be his last chance to run because of a current constitutional age limit for presidential candidates of 75. An older militant said he is encouraged this year's election process is taking shape after polls were canceled in October 2005.
We can say that is an important thing because we want to go through the election. So now the parties are preparing this period, and they want to win the election and rule the country again for implement peace in Cote d'Ivoire and to give Cote d'Ivoire the place it has before.
Bidye's rule following the 1993 death of longtime president Félix Houphouët-Boigny was marked by corruption and the implementation of a system known as Ivorianness, which discriminated against northerners. Current president Laurent Gbagbo, who will run as well, has attracted some former PDCI members into his camp by accusing the former colonial power France of meddling in Ivorian affairs. A member of his party showed up saying Saturday's events were important for democracy. The other main opponent will be twice-barred candidate Alassane Ouattara, a former prime minister popular with northerners. He was also present at Saturday's launch. Ouattara and Bidye have said they will present a united front if either faces Mr. Gbagbo in a second-round runoff. A new mediator-appointed Prime Minister Charles Konambadi is in charge of disarming rebels and militias, as well as identifying who is an Ivorian and distributing voting cards, a very substantial program before scheduled elections in October. Northern rebels took over half the country in late 2002, saying they were fighting to give equal rights to northerners often considered as foreigners. UN peacekeepers and a French rapid reaction force have created a buffer zone along the ceasefire line that separates rebels from the army and militias. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Abidjan.